Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. This is week one of the April 2024 Model Railroader magazine. Today we will be reading the following articles from the editor and news and reviews. From the Editor, by Eric White. Hobby Milestones, the Creation of N-Scale. As we work our way through this anniversary year, I've been thinking about the history of the hobby. It's not an unusual pastime here at Kalmbach. If you follow us on Facebook, you've probably seen David Popp's posts about his journey through the 1960s in his collection of Model Railroader-bound volumes. One of the big little events of the 1960s was the introduction of N-Scale. Named for its track gauge, N-scale track measured 9 millimeters between the railheads. In many European languages, the word for 9 begins with an N. For 9-millimeter gauge rails to represent 4 feet, 8.5 inches standard gauge, the proportion is 1 to 160. So, what are the advantages of 1 to 160 proportion, or N-scale? Obviously, the smaller the scale, the more trains a modeler can fit into a given space. If you want a model railroad but can't devote hundreds of square feet to the hobby, N-scale lets you get much more in your space than HO or O, the scales that bracket N in popularity. Estimates vary, but N makes up about 20% of modelers' primary scales, HO about 78%, and O makes up most of what's left. But what if you have lots of space? Why fill a basement with an N-scale layout? Proportion. This time, the ratio of trains to scenery. In most instances out there in the real world, even trains are dwarfed by their environment. If you want to model mountain scenes so they look like photos in Trains magazine, N-scale makes a lot of sense. It only takes a quarter of the square footage of HO to model a mountain pass, and 1/8 the volume. We're sharing a couple of high-quality N-scale layouts this month that feature mountain railroading, one in the east on page 42, and another in the west on page 32. These basement-sized layouts really let the landscape dominate the train. On the large layout, N-scale lets builders broaden curves to get a much more pleasing look. The same goes for higher frog numbers on turnouts. What we consider generous as modelers, full-sized railroaders would look at as potential hazards. Another advantage N-scale modelers have is the N-scale Locomotive Encyclopedia at spookshow.net. If you're an N-scale modeler, you probably already know about this site. If you don't, now you do. It's a comprehensive listing of every N-scale locomotive model of a North American prototype sold since the beginning of the scale. The site celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. Founder Mark Peterson has probably done more to improve the quality of N-scale equipment through his exhaustive testing than anyone else in the hobby. You can read more about it on page 40. If you're still trying to decide on a scale, take a look at N. You won't be sorry. This is the news and reviews section. N-scale. Fairbanks Morse H24-66 Train Master Diesel Locomotive. Atlas Model Railroad Company offers this six-axle unit decorated for Erie Lackawanna, Canadian Pacific, Chihuahua Pacific, Delaware Lackawanna and Western, Jersey Central, Pennsylvania Railroad, Reading Company, and Southern Pacific in 2 to 3 road numbers per scheme. The N-scale locomotive features directional golden white light-emitting diode headlights, painted safety rails, etched metal grills, and blackened metal wheels. Direct current units feature a factory-installed speaker and are priced at $139.95. Models featuring an ESU lock sound decoder sell for $249.95. Atlas Model Railroad Company can be reached at 908-678-0880 or shop.atlasrr.com. Model Train Stuff Ends Operations article. MB Klein, also known as Model Train Stuff, has announced its closure after 111 years in operation. The news was released on the store's website and social media channels in late January. Uncertainty has surrounded Model Train Stuff following the announcement that Hattons Model Railways, the United Kingdom-based manufacturer and distributor that recently purchased Model Train Stuff, would be closing its doors in the coming months. The announcement said, quote, "We regret to inform you that MB Klein Incorporated, or Model Train Stuff, has now ceased trading. Thank you for your custom and support over our incredible 111 years of continuous operation. Our customer service agents are available for a limited period to assist with any final queries," end quote. Model Train Stuff stated that it's unable to accept returns and recommends customers reach out to the product's manufacturer for returns. Originally founded in 1913 as a hardware store named MB Klein, the company evolved into a model train distributor operating out of Maryland. It was acquired by Hattons Model Railways in September 2023. The final day of operations for Hattons Model Railways was February 4th. The next article is ACI's Scan app now available. Exciting news for fans of the 1970s. Modelers can now download a working ACI scanner to their smartphones and start keeping track of freight cars just like railroads in the 1970s did. The new CarTrack ACI 0401 scanning app uses the camera on a smartphone to read the ACI labels on the sides of model freight cars and locomotives. This should greatly speed setup and staging for operating nights on model railroads, providing all the cars have unique ACI label decals on them. Models of the scanners have been available as line-side detail parts for years, but those were non-working detail parts. Now, model railroaders with Apple iOS or Android smartphones finally have a working ACI system they can use to keep track of their rolling stock. 0401 Industries is a startup company that's hoping to take the modeling world by storm. The app itself is free, but as you might be thinking by now, you'll need to label all of your cars for this to work, and the labels will need to be unique. This is where 0401 intends to make its money. Packs of unique ACI placards, optimized to work with the ACI 0401 app, are $24.99 for a 100-pack. These labels are printed on thin brass sheet stock and should be easy to apply with cyanoacrylate adhesive. They're available in both HO and O scale. Model Railroader doesn't yet have a sample product in-house for testing, as 0401 Industries says it has a few developmental tweaks to make. Quote, "It has to be foolproof," end quote, said Warner April Schurz, product director. We hope to have a review to publish by the April 2025 issue of Model Railroader. Stay tuned. In the HO scale, Thrall 48-foot two-hood coil car. Paint schemes on the scale train's rivet counterline model include Norfolk and Western, with Norfolk Southern hoods, Atchison, Topeka and Santa Fe, BNSF Railway, Central of Tennessee Railway and Navigation Company, Illinois Central, and Union Pacific. The HO scale freight car, listed for $52.99, features a dual trough body with center divider, wire grab irons, Barber S2 100-ton trucks with rotating bearing caps, and a simulated wood floor. Four positionable load dividers and coil steel loads with a metal weight are also included. The underbody has a complete brake system with separately applied parts. You can find it at Scale Trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. HO Scale Locomotives. First Electromotive Division GP38-2 Diesel Locomotive. CSX, Canadian Pacific, Conrail, Norfolk Southern, Seaboard System, and Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme, light-emitting diode lighting, full cab interior, wire grab irons, Selcon handrails, detailed fuel tank, die-cast metal frame, and all-wheel drive and electrical pickup. Direct current model with 21-pin NEM connection, $219.99, with DCC and sound, $319.99. Add $10 for Primed for Grime. Genesis Series, Athern Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athern.com. Also listed under HO Scale Locomotives is the Electromotive Division GP9 diesel locomotive. Phase 2, Norfolk and Western, Boston and Maine, and Grand Trunk Western. Phase 3, Illinois Central, Milwaukee Road, and Pennsylvania Railroad. 4 road numbers per scheme. Also available undecorated. Road-specific details include horn, bell, fans, antenna, headlight, fuel tank, and trucks. Light-emitting diode lighting, wire grab irons, and photo-etched lift rings. With or without beacon as appropriate. Direct current model with 21-pin connector, $199.98. With DCC and sound, $299.98. Walther's Proto, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Also listed under HO Scale Locomotives, the Siemens SCV-42 diesel locomotive. VO Rail Canada, directional light-emitting diode headlights, marker lights, and auxiliary light, interior corridor work lights, and steady-slash-alternate flashing ditch lights, English and French station announcements, dual-mode TCS sound decoder, $495, Bachmann Trains, reachable at 215-533-1600 or bachmanntrains.com. HO Scale Rolling Stock, Illinois Central Centralia Shops 3,834 cubic foot capacity 4-bay hopper. Inland Steel, Illinois Central, and Illinois Central Gulf. Multiple road numbers per scheme, also available undecorated. Road number specific details include body style, end frame, ladder assemblies, brake wheel housings, and routing board options. Separately applied wire grab irons and uncoupling levers. $52.95. Hopper Topper 3-pack, $44.95. Tangent scale models, reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. In Memoriam, Bill Neal, 1949-2023. Bill Neal, 74, died on December 28, 2023, after a brief illness. Bill became a lifelong member of the National Model Railroad Association while a teenager. He, along with friend Bill Darnaby, started the Midwest Railroad Modelers Club, also known as the, quote, Batavia Club. After moving to Farmington Hills, Michigan, Bill started work on his HO Scale Pennsylvania Railroad Panhandle Division layout, featured in Great Model Railroads 2010. The 25-by-27-foot layout is set between Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, and Mingo Junction, Ohio, in September 1939. Not only did Bill focus on stunning scenery, but operations were a high point for his layout. Bill, a former NMRA Central District Direction, enjoyed hosting modelers from around the country at his frequent operating sessions. Victor Roseman, 1948-2024. Victor Roseman, 76, died on January 5, 2024, in Brooklyn, New York. Victor, who used the byline V.S. Roseman, was a skilled model railroader and historian with credits in both articles and books. His work appeared regularly in various hobby publications in the United States and Europe. He also wrote historical references on the Railway Express Agency and Central Railroad of New Jersey. Though Victor didn't have a model railroad, he built many detailed dioramas that he photographed indoors and outdoors. Before retiring, Victor taught photography, art, and design at Midland High Schools throughout New York City. The next article is Atlas Acquires Custom Signals. Atlas Railroad Company of Hillside, New Jersey, announced in December that it acquired Custom Signals of Poughkeepsie, New York. The company produced O-scale signal products and built signal systems for layouts. The acquisition included inventory, the track and signal configuration library, and all of Custom Signals' tools, including molds, dies, designs, plans, and diagrams for all current and proposed signal products. Paul Graff, Atlas CEO, said in a press release, quote, "This purchase will allow the expansion of our signal line from a basic automatic block signaling system, or ABS, to a full absolute permissive block signaling system, or APB. It will grow our N and HO signal products and offer all customers valuable assistance in building track layouts using the Atlas All-Scale Signal System," end quote. Atlas's all-scale signal system currently offers a variety of products and was first introduced in the early 2000s. Terry Christopher from Custom Signals worked with Atlas to produce the system. The system was revamped in 2019 with more products available for N, HO, and O scales. Current signal types in the Atlas line are Type G, Modern Hooded, and Searchlight in multiple configurations. With the Custom Signals acquisition, Atlas now has a full line of products for these three scales. For the latest information on the Atlas All Scales Signal System, visit shop.atlasrr.com. Continuing with the HO scale rolling stock, Enterprise Covered Hopper, New York Central version, Penn Central, Deepwater Green Maintenance of Way and Gray Schemes, Canada Southern, gray with Gothic lettering, New York Central, gray with Gothic and Roman lettering, and Merchants Dispatch Transportation Corporation, gray with MSGX reporting markings and Flow Suite bulk granulated sugar lettering, and gray with GFCX reporting marks. Canadian National version, CN, as delivered red, red OCS, sand service, and gray with, quote, wet noodle, Herald, in service and MOW schemes. Both versions also available undecorated. Detailed body and underframe, turned metal wheel set, and Rapido semi-scale metal couplers. Single car, $54.95. Three-pack, $164.85. Six-pack, $329.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Pennsylvania Railroad GLA Hopper. Pennsylvania Railroad and four paint schemes, Burwind, BWCX, and NRBX reporting marks, Buffalo Creek and Gauley, Central Vermont, Cumberland and Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania Coke and Coal. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Full interior rivet and bracing details and factory-installed grab irons. Die-cast metal frame and floor. PRR-12D-F8 or Archbar trucks as appropriate. Narrow semi-scale draft gearbox and metal couplers. Single car, $54.95. Three-pack, $164.85. Six-pack, $329.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated. Reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Maintenance of Way Set. Burlington Northern, Conrail, Canadian National, Denver and Rio Grande Western, Maintenance of Way, and Union Pacific. Three-piece set includes converted tender fuel oil tank car, 40-foot derrick flat car, and 52-foot gondola. Separately applied grab irons on fuel tender and gondola. Derrick car has separate metal derrick chains and hook details. $144.99. Athern Trains, 800-338-4639 or athern.com. Pennsylvania Railroad X23 Boxcar Kit. Four versions available. Cast resin kits with one-piece body, Youngstown and Car Builders doors, booted ribs, and decals. $59.99. Funaro and Camerlengo, reachable at 570-224-4989 or fandckits.com. For N-scale rolling stock, General American 23,000-gallon tank train tank cars. Quaker State, Canadian National, and General American. Multiple road numbers per scheme, transfer plumbing per prototype series, and end, A-end, or B-end. Detailed, soft final transfer hoses that bend as the car negotiates curves. Prototype-specific walkways, manways, and load or unload plaques. Separate grab irons, etched metal coupler platforms, and 36-inch machined metal wheel sets. Single car, $39.99. Two-pack, $74.99. Or three-pack, $104.99. Athern Trains, 800-338-4639 or athern.com. The Rapido HO Scale Canadian Pacific D10-460. A Canadian Pacific Class D10-460 is the second offering in Rapido Trains' Icons of Canadian Steamline. That's Icône de la Vapeur Canadienne for you Québécois. The diminutive but doughty HO scale 10-wheeler impresses with its realistic details, digital command control with sound, and pulling power, mustering 7 ounces of drawbar pull. The CP-Class D10 10-wheeler was the most numerous, popular, and successful steam locomotive in Canada. Canadian Pacific ordered 502 of them between 1905 and 1913, and some of them lasted through the railroad's end of steam in 1961. In that time, they handled both mainline freight and passenger trains, later serving on branch lines in Canada and the United States. Rapido offers many road numbers for this versatile engine, including painted but unlettered options. How does it measure up? In our David P. Morgan Memorial Library photo collection, I found two photos of a CP460 number 1057, a restored class D10 from the same batch as our sample model. The model's lettering, detail placement, and overall appearance matched the photos. I found a builder's diagram for the class D10, and the model's major dimensions matched or came very close to the measurements in the diagram. The paint on our model was smooth and even. The lettering was opaque and straight. Even the builder's plate was legible under magnification. All the wheels were blackened metal and were in gauge. The back two drivers had traction tires. A replacement set of drivers without traction tires was included. Also included were a spare set of traction tires and a small multi-purpose screwdriver wrench tool. On the test bench, our sample model was equipped with an ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder. This decoder is dual mode, meaning that it can run under either direct current or DCC. I tested it first using direct current. The decoder played a startup sound sequence when the voltage reached 8.5 volts. As I continued to turn up the power pack, a steam release sound played at 9.5 volts, and the engine started to move at less than 1 scale mile per hour at 10 volts. At 13.5 volts, the maximum our power pack could put out, the locomotive reached 40 scale mile per hour. I was pleased that the decoder was equipped with momentum effects that also worked with direct current. A wide array of on-demand sound effects became available when I switched to DCC, which also offers a broader range of speed control. Speed step 1 resulted in a steady crawl at just 0.6 scale miles per hour. The locomotive peaked at 68 scale miles per hour at speed step 28, close to the prototype's rated top speed of 65 miles per hour. Most impressive, though, was the engine's big pulling power. Our test bench force meter registered a huge 7 ounces of drawbar pull, equivalent to 98 free-rolling 40-foot boxcars on straight and level track. That's under ideal conditions, though. In the real world of our HO scale Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy staff layout, the doughty little engine wrestled a dozen less-than-free-rolling 50-foot boxcars up the curving 3% grade from Bay Junction to Sky Ridge. Rapido built its reputation mainly on passenger cars and diesel locomotives. This second steam entry proves that the first, CPR's Royal Hudson, was no fluke. As a steam aficionado, I truly appreciate this new focus for Rapido. Stephen Ott, Senior Associate Editor. Some facts and features. Price. Direct current, $499.95. With digital command control and sound, $599.95. Tender only, $109.95. Manufacturer. Rapido Trains Incorporated, 500 Alden Road, Unit 21, Markham, Ontario, L3R5H5, Canada. RapidoTrains.com. Era. 1905 to 1961. Road names. Canadian Pacific, freight scheme, 9 road numbers. Passenger scheme in 1 number. Dominion Atlantic, 2 numbers. And Quebec Central, 1 number. Also available painted black and unlettered with prototype-specific variations. Features. First, minimum recommended radius, 18 inches. Second, prototype-specific walkway, headlight, bell, tender, and detail variations. Third, working head, marker, and class lights, plus flickering firebox light. Fourth, weight, engine alone, 10.2 ounces, with tender, 15 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You
You've been listening to The Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at aftersight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.